Hey, everybody, welcome back to Film Sack. This is a very special edition of Film Sack. Not because, you know, you're used to these people. You're used to us doing these little commentary watch-along thingies. And that's what we're doing again. But the reason it's special is because we're finally cracking into the 70s series, The Incredible Hulk. It's me, Scott Johnson. I'm here with Brian Ibbett, Brian Dunaway,
Hello.
And Brian and Randy Jordan. Three Brians.
Throwing a bear. I just threw a bear.
You threw a bear? Good. Now, people at home are thinking, oh, are you guys doing the one where he throws a bear? I don't think so. I think we're doing the one where he throws Las Vegas.
That's exactly right.
So,
yeah, the Hulk,
which has many bears and twinks and furries and
all those good things. Probably got some pony people in there as well. So here's what we've done. We have queued up the very beginning of The Incredible Hulk Season 1, Episode 11 on Netflix. The episode is called The Hulk Breaks Las Vegas. And we have paused it right where David Banner, as portrayed by Bill Bixby, is on a telephone. Looks like a payphone. And if you don't remember what those are, well, then you're too young to be listening to this show.
Five song won't make any sense.
No, it would not at all.
And if you get really close, you can smell the pert in his hair.
Oh my gosh, yes. The pert, and then there's a kind of a greasy smell in that room.
You'll think it's Breck or Willow Balsam.
Yep.
Right.
What was that hand stuff? My dad washed his hands in something called grit or grime or groot.
Goo?
What? Goop? Was goop? It just goop? Goop?
We've talked about this before. And
we have, and
for some reason in Utah there was a different thing that none of us had ever heard of, but it's a thing and it was real.
Yeah, it was.
And we looked it up. It was called Furt.
Yeah, and
we had to dig through Google image searches of liquid soaps for the garage to find it.
It's basically true.
The only thing I know for sure about Bill Bixby is that he is wearing Brute by Fabergé.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
It goes with his stupid shirt. So we've paused it here just as he's about to do his little preview on the phone. That's where you're going to want to cue that up, folks, with Netflix at home. Season 1, Episode 11, The Hulk Breaks Las Vegas is the title. And we're going to see how the Hulk exactly does that. Because we're all Las Vegas fans. We like to talk about that place. So why not have a giant green.
And just in case there are people out there thinking that I really pushed for this episode,
no,
I didn't argue. When
no,
it came
I brought it to the table, and you said, "Yeah, that sounds all right."
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go. I think
I'm all in.
Right.
Always bet on green.
Yeah, always bet on green. All right. So we're gonna tell you y'all to pause. Go do that. Oh, you're back. Great. Hi, it's us again, and we're now gonna do this. So when I count 3, 2, 1, go. So the word "go" is what we're looking for. Everyone will unpause their Netflix stream, including you at home. Here goes. 3, 2, 1, go. All right. We're getting the 70s preview business.
Yeah, the old 70s Coming preview. So you know, if you're of a certain young age and you know Las Vegas, that's all new.
Yeah.
Everything you know about Las Vegas is brand new.
I'm guessing we're not going to see the strip at all in this thing. I think it's going to be all
the new strip. Do you remember when it was called? Are you old enough to remember what it was called, the new strip?
Oh, I remember that. Still sort of is.
No, but I don't remember them calling it the new strip.
But Fremont, I'll bet we see a bunch of Fremont B footage. Oh my gosh. The closed caption, by the way, said danger on a sign that said danger.
That's amazing.
In case you couldn't read that, it says danger.
Great.
Gamma units.
An accident. Remember, this is all an accidental overdose. This is all accidental.
Right.
Every time I change a tire.
So many silly things for the show, like not having Rick Jones driving out into the middle of the gamma testing range and changing his name from David or from Bruce Banner to David Banner.
Yep.
It was very confusing.
Yep. Well, you remember the whole deal with him changing it to Bruce or to David? They thought Bruce sounded too gay in 1970, whatever.
It's a true story. I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was also a hope that they were improving on the comic, and they stayed so true to the comic that they couldn't really, you know, have improvements.
Yeah, and that is to say the comic then was garbage. The comic was not great. So the show is not great.
Music is amazing, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I've seen these so many times when I was a kid. Let's face it. I want you guys to agree with me. There were two beloved comic book TV shows in all of the 70s and 80s, and that's Wonder Woman and Incredible Hulk,
Spider-Man. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
You can't forget Spider-Man.
Brian, look at Fremont Street,
no,
dude.
That was nobody like that.
Did you see Fremont? It looked all dirty and had no roof on it.
Right. Yeah, this is before the Fremont Street Experience. I mean, this is...
Oh, yeah.
I bet, you know, Stardust and Circus Circus were around, but the Flamingo, as far as the strip, yeah. I mean, Wayward Ho, Westward Ho.
The Plaza may not have even existed Wayward yet. Ho.
That's a great book. Stig Larsson wrote that right before his death, The Wayward Ho.
That's right, yes. With a dragon on his shoulder.
Right, yeah. Is,
The Wayward Ho with a dragon tattoo.
Okay, so he's the cooler.
Sure. Look, Colonel Sanders is behind him.
Why is a man with anger issues in Las Vegas to begin with?
He's relaxing. He's got a bunch of money, apparently.
Oh, she's like so familiar. Have I seen this recently?
I don't know. Have you?
Okay, if you guys haven't, then...
Maybe you did see it.
Maybe I did.
Just because you have Vegas shows, like, in queue on Netflix constantly. Yeah.
I love how she just... came on to him by saying he looks like a lawyer or a doctor.
She obviously works at a Donald Duck themed casino with that outfit.
Yes. And she did a little duck face while she was flirting.
It is kind of like a Donald Duck shirt. And the guy behind her is hawking chicken back there.
Yeah. Right, Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Bill Bixby, he went on to direct most of the Blossom episodes, by the way.
That's nice.
Directed a ton of Blossoms because things didn't really go well. I mean, he's a cool dude, but he went on to mostly direct and do internal stuff because he wasn't this like bankable star. And back then, TV stuff like this, just nobody cared.
I like him as a director, but that's just my opinionation.
Yeah.
Opinionation.
Oh, look, it's Hughes Air West.
Hughes Air West. Oh, and there's the, you know, you got to have. The machines in the casino haven't changed that much.
No,
but they used to be so small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can gamble at the airport? That's a bad idea.
Yes, that's true.
That's true.
Wow. Has Dunaway not been to Las Vegas?
Yeah, you can totally do that there.
Only slots, though. No table games.
Yep.
Wow. Brian Dunaway, you may be the only person I know well who's never been to Las Vegas.
Right? Never been.
You've never been? Oh, we should go. Like, all of us should go. Let's do a film sack get together.
Go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. We should do that.
I've been through Vegas.
It's fun.
That's nothing.
It's fun for about three days, and then you want to get the hell out.
Yeah.
But it's great for those 3 days. Mm-hmm. Dude, this is so my parents' life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and where are we now? Because we're not in Las Vegas with those trees.
We are. This is outside of McCarran National Airport.
Oh, okay.
International Airport.
But it was filmed in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But this is supposed to take place at a house. I think she's a reporter, right? Or no, an investigative journalist.
The fat cat politician, see?
Yeah. Oh, Scott. Turtlenecks and necklaces. I miss those days.
That's what that guy just said. How terrible.
I don't think it's possible for a turtleneck to ever look good. I said it.
Let me think. Because that's a pretty broad statement, but I think I'm gonna allow it. I agree. I'm gonna agree. They're really not great. Even when Steve Jobs wore one, felt like, "What are you doing, dude? You don't have to wear that anymore."
Some really good looking people have been seen wearing turtlenecks. Really good looking people don't disprove it, though. They look good in everything.
Yeah. Well, and who's gonna question Steve Jobs' clothes sense?
Sure.
Hey, or Steve, why don't you wear something different today? You're fired.
I just almost did an Anthony Carboni thing with you where I was going to react to you in character when you fired me.
Well, you should have done it.
I am really close to turning this into We Have Concerns. Bit my lip.
So this guy's a buddy with Jack McGee, the tenacious Jack McGee.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
tenacious
the guy's McGee. Always after him, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. The guy who has a hunch that David Banner and the Hulk are the same person.
Yep.
Right. But he's a reporter.
And
he's
follows him all over the country trying to figure it out.
Yeah. He's always just a few steps short, kind of like in the A-team where Colonel What's-His-Face is always just missed him.
Because it's a shithole. Come to the Sahara. It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, Sahara's gone.
Yeah.
Sahara is now SLS.
What's Shit, lame. Shit.
it's supposed to be like service, luxury, and
More service.
Yeah, more service and service again.
Is it one of those double ones service. That's like a no smoking, come shop here kind of things, or what is it?
It's style luxury and service.
Style luxury service. Yeah, it's up at the end of the strip. It's really the other terminus of the monorail along that side of the strip, and it's a casino hotel. It's trying to be more of the boutique.
Wow.
Miami Beach style boutique hotel.
Telephone ringing.
This TV show is, this episode is happening at a, this is happening at a time when there was nothing past that. Okay. Caesars might have been, starting. Past
oh
that,
no, but. No. I'm sure. See, like I said, Caesars, Stardust, Circus, they all had to be around them because I went to Vegas when I was 11 or 12, which would have been,
81.
But think yeah, for a, so that was after think this, for a but, moment how far away from Stardust. No, wait. From Circus, Caesar's Palace was at this time. Like, think about that's like
the oh sure, but you had the
South
slots
point now.
But you had the slots of fun. You had the you had the Westward Ho. You had there was things there that a few things that aren't around anymore.
Is the Westward
Ho
and
a lot of restaurants and gaps.
Is the Westward Ho the one with the big cowboy waving at you when you go by?
No, that's on Fremont. That is the
brass knuckle, the dirty tickler, the spur poker.
His name is Vegas Vic, and he's on the Pioneer Club.
Can I ask how these guys have a telephone in their car, like a rotary style phone in their car?
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Those
did not exist that I'm aware of. I do not believe that was real.
Not rotary style phone, anyway. Not the handset on a weird.
What year? Can someone look? I'll look it up.
78, right? 70
was the year that this one came out.
Trying to find
this episode. 3.
So I would have been like 8 years old.
This is 80.
I didn't get to Vegas till I was like 13. So about time you did it. I want to say
that's Sony Walkman.
Oh. There's got to be some Vegas history.
No, I'm totally wrong. We're in season one. This is 78.
Sorry. Okay. 78. Las Vegas Strip history.
Wow, that's good technology right there.
And in case you didn't know, you were in Las Vegas. Establishing shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in Las Vegas.
They didn't know how to kern.
But again, that establishing shot was shot in Los Angeles.
Circus opened up in 1976.
Oh, okay, so yeah, that jives with what I remember.
Mm-hmm. So it jives with the whole 70s.
Yeah.
Stardust was right around there. Flamingo was right around there.
Oh, weird. I'm looking at the Mandalay Bay right after it was completed. There's nothing else around.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, it was
weird.
Mandalay Bay is what, 93? No, later. Sorry.
red weird.
All straight.
No, because I went to Mandalay in 95. It couldn't have been just 2 years, could it? I don't know.
Mm.
All right, who are these guys? Sweet Suits.
Yeah, nice. That's like a carpeting. That jacket is made out of actual Las Vegas carpets.
I just love that why do they have all these plants?
Because it was the time, and they're all plastic.
It just doesn't give you...
Well, San Fernando. I mean, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Those
mountains. It's the MASH mountains right behind them, right there.
Yeah, it is.
The
yeah,
same
that's
San
true.
Fernando mountains that they used for MASH.
You can almost hear it.
Right.
Wow.
Attention, everyone to the OR. Attention.
So I haven't watched an episode of this show in a long time, but what I always remember about it that really strikes me is that Banner never ever wins anything as Banner. He can't win an argument. He can't win a fight. He can't, you know, he can't drive down the street without getting hit by somebody as Banner. Mm-hmm. But when he's Hulk, he's unstoppable. Yeah, he's a winner.
All doors open for him.
Yes. Yeah. It's really remarkable.
Yet he doesn't want to be the Hulk. It's a really weird, yeah.
You're right.
If he would just accept
let it happen, yeah.
His hulkiness.
Plus
yeah.
So every episode is like, oh, so here we have this this problem with the city council. Somehow the Hulk is going to solve it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I promise you, David Banner will not solve that problem. He will just make it worse.
No, snub.
Oh, the total whiff, dude. Three piece.
This is okay. The only place there's any racial diversity in any of these shows.
Crockett and Tubbs.
Yeah. Right.
Look at those two.
The tokenism is strong. They love to have this one character on every episode who walks out and ends up being the car driver or something.
Yeah.
Actually, he's a partner, right?
I'm always looking for somebody else. Like that girl giving him money. She's in stuff. She's in something, but they're not going to let her talk.
Either that or she just has that look that everybody had in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, good point.
Did you see him squinch up at the water
fountain? Watch out, dude.
Oh. Wow, you just got run over by a piece of crap.
Hit and run with a little even European hurt. Car. Yeah.
People are chattering.
Chatter.
People chattering. Sounds like a place in Europe.
Back up. Nothing to see here. Seriously, except a dead guy.
If this was Las Vegas, that would be the tallest hill in Las Vegas right behind him.
My pocket. Get in my... He's in my pocket.
These red vines melted all over my face.
He looks like he crushed some raspberry jello on his face.
Yeah, they look like red vines. They're all melty. Vegas is hot.
Totally, yes.
Vegas is so hot, these red vines.
It's funny how this is supposed to be written that only the black guy can see him getting the tape recorder because he's after that same tape recorder. Yep. But it looks like everybody standing around him is watching the guy give the tape recorder to Banner.
Yeah, and why are they wearing fur coats in Las Vegas ever?
Yeah, I don't care what time of year this is.
Like, maybe we can still see something. Let's stand right behind the ambulance.
There's not a day of the year that anybody's wearing a fur coat in Las Vegas.
I'm trying to think. When we were there at Christmas, it was freezing, but I think that was a weird year. We actually got
fur
snow.
Coats. I saw fur coats.
If he's riding with him, why'd he do all that in front of everybody?
Hey, wait, you missed some goo.
They cleaned up his face and
they left a little river.
Yeah. Don't give me some kind of cryptic message. Wanda has the key.
Right before you pass out.
And I'm going to sleep.
Lactated ringers.
Shut up, doctor.
This is great when you can actually read what they're supposed to be saying. Some lactated ringers.
Yeah, what the hell is that? We call them strippers here in Vegas. What is he blowing on? Is that a real incubation bag? Doesn't look right.
Incubation bag?
What do you call them?
For that.
Aren't they called incubators? What are they called?
Extubate him now.
Intubators is forcing air into someone's lungs.
Intubator, masturbator.
Right.
See you later.
Put this on your areas.
Yeah.
Put it in his hand.
Promise me before my spleen dies.
Just imagine how many broken promises were made in the back of an ambulance.
Gonna be okay. He did.
So, by the way, some of the hotels that would have been on the Strip that are no longer around that would have been right around there, the Frontier, which was later changed to the New Frontier, which was later changed to the Last Frontier, the Desert Inn, the Stardust, the Westward Ho, the Silver City, El Rancho, Silverbird, Thunderbird. There's one called Little Caesars.
Really?
Yeah. No idea if you can get pizza there. Right,
gamble.
The Aladdin, the Tally Ho, and the Debbie Reynolds paddle wheel.
Wow.
I got the Debbie Reynolds paddle wheel one time.
I like the idea of a gamble slogan. That's not bad.
Gamble.
That's not bad. All right.
There goes Ghostbusters car.
Yeah, I was going to say, there goes the Ecto-1 flying through there.
Well, he's dead.
Are jean jackets a thing again, or are they still not a thing?
What, stethoscopes?
No, jean jackets.
I think they are no longer a thing.
I have one in the closet.
They're once again back to not being a thing.
Now, that was like almost like an acid wash kind of thing, but it's not.
Brian, you have one in the closet? Come out of the closet, Brian Dunaway. Come out of the closet.
I keep it in the closet. I have lots of closets in the closet.
Just make sure you bring it with you the first time you come to Las Vegas, okay?
All right, got it.
You go, you let us know. I'm coming that week when you
How come there's like one extra button unbuttoned in the 70s? This is uncomfortable.
Oh, wait, so let me get this straight. Wait. He's randomly in the back of the thing because he witnessed the thing, helped him get to the hospital, and the recorder needs to go to the reporter he's trying to avoid.
That's right.
That's right, exactly. Really stupid.
Did they just ask for Mr. Harry Nelson? Just,
crazy coincidences.
I guess so. All right, they're nearing the halfway. They better get to some green pop and shirt business here in a minute.
Not going to happen, Scott. It's all, they got one Hulk scene, and it's late in the show.
Two Hulks an episode, right? No?
Really? I only remember there ever being one Hulk per episode.
I thought it was two as well. 15-2. I didn't know
it was
a hard
rule. It takes some time
but...
to help you understand why people are going to attack Banner. Like, you got to explain
how he crossed the wrong people. That green makeup on Frigno takes a long time.
Why is he talking to him like a five-year-old? Did another man come in, had dark hair, pointing to it? He's a doctor, dude. He's not an idiot.
All right.
Thank you, man. Look at him. Look, seriously. Thank you, little boy.
Oh, my God. Johnny Carson appearing at the Sahara.
This is old. That looked terrible out there.
Yeah, it did.
Ugh.
This was before people would just walk up and down the strip. Like, it was, all right, you drive to a casino, you pretty much stay there the whole trip.
Yeah, you park there, you play, you get out.
Also, Locker 14, I'm pretty sure. Oh, freeze frame. I'm pretty
God, that
sure.
Scared me. I thought I lost the... Okay.
Hey, that's the room I had in Cancun. 619.
619?
Yeah.
What? Crazy.
Yeah. That's weird.
May I have an envelope, please?
You know what the weird thing is, Scott?
What?
Too big.
There's someone else staying in that room tonight. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. I don't like to
someone
think
else.
It. Yeah, they're probably is naked staying in that, right now.
There's someone else. There's someone else unraveling a towel animal in that room right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, look at that wallpaper.
Look at that posture he's got, though.
I know.
House phones.
Everybody has their hands on their hips in the 70s.
It's because they all have back pain. Everything sucks. It just sucks. Life is just sucky then, man. How was any of this good? Like, look at them. None of it's good. Everything looks bad. It's like we had a blackout for a decade. It's just like nobody knew what the hell they were doing in the 70s.
Oh, I thought you just meant the quality of the TV shows. And that's the thing. Like, this is as good as or better than the other options on television. So people thought it was quite entertaining.
No, I completely agree. I loved it. But like wood paneling and just that wallpaper right there and that guy's tie thickness and what it's made out of and his hair is shitty. And
like, yeah, but you couldn't film anything without that stuff.
I mean, and I love a movie now. Like, I love the recent season of Fargo, and the way they captured that look is really, really good. But it
escalation.
Such a bad time.
I'm just disappointed that we've now seen 15 minutes of show and we've seen 5 seconds of Las Vegas.
I think you kind of predicted that.
Yeah, that's true. But
the preview shows him hulking through the casino, though, which should be real good.
Yeah, he's going to Hulk out around 33 minutes here.
Yeah.
I'm just not. I'm not convinced it'll be an actual casino. I'm convinced it'll be a makeup in Burbank.
Oh, for sure.
This is a hotel in Burbank.
They shot your outside B-roll shots in Vegas, and everything else is in.
Okay, listen. I'd know you were walking away from a phone, you jackass.
That's not a speakerphone.
Boy, you really fooled us there.
he's gonna get him this time.
Look at that.
Is that light green on purpose?
Oh boy, Banner's gonna get his butt kicked.
David.
I bet he's coming down the elevator.
Uh-oh.
That thing slowed considerably in the last three.
Man, I loved him as a Green Goblin in that first Spider-Man.
I like that he just leaves the phone off the hook. Like,
yeah, close enough.
You know, he was good in that Antichrist movie where they snipped off somebody's vagina or whatever it was.
But seriously, he went on to such great things.
I can't see him. He's hiding behind that bush.
If only he'd turn green, he'd blend in better.
Right. Well, like the Goblin that he would play in Spider-Man later.
Have you ever seen anybody as ugly as me?
Well,
no.
Really good in Platoon. Like fantastic in Platoon.
Scott and I are going to... We keep telling this joke. Someone out there is laughing, Scott. I just want you to know.
He's in too many Lars von Trier movies for my taste.
any Lars von Trier movie is too many Lars von Trier
movies.
That's
a good point. Wait, we're back to this?
Yes. Yeah, this is the casino where he likes to hang out.
That is my grandma's carpet.
And be friendly with that woman.
My grandma's basement, that exact red carpet. Oh, I hated it growing up.
That's to hide the blood, Scott.
I guess.
She called it the killing floor.
That guy's got fried chicken breath.
Okay, I hope the white guy.
The white guy, right? The white guy. Just so everyone knows, I didn't mean the black guy.
How far he's got that crotch spread open back there. Watch him.
The white guy.
Got his crotch.
Where, let me see.
He is airing.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
That thing out. He is Riker crotching.
He's Rikering that stool.
1978 man spreading.
Mm-hmm. Well, you needed to then. Everything was so, there's no cotton, nothing breathed.
It's all polyester. Hey, my balls are sweating.
Yeah. Everything's plastic. Oh. It's melting. Just look at it. Ugh. Even this. I thought that said I don't know Jack for a minute. I don't know Jack.
Oh, remember the clue.
Look how real those look, how real those tears are. Those aren't eye drops at all, yes. I'm sure.
Those are Visine.
No, not at all.
Yeah. It's kind of Trumpy, that hair.
Mm-hmm.
Hers too.
Yeah, McGee was a pretty damn ugly dude.
Yeah, he is.
Not
ugly.
Attractive.
But never going to be like the love interest.
Wasn't that kind of the way with reporters in the 70s, though? They were always depicted as these disheveled, always hell-bent on getting the story, but they just look like garbage. Their coffee's always bad. Like he just fits it. What a weird decade. It's such a weird time to me.
Is hair supposed to be that foofy on the sides?
No.
Yes. I mean, her wig is feathered. Supposed to. I don't know about his. His hair is.
He's got some chops under there.
Yeah, I can't hear anything. I got so much hair on my head.
What's the
Charlie dialing telephone?
What's the Dr. Zaius kind of monkey with the huge sides of their faces? That's what the hair does for him.
Yeah.
Well, that guy left a trail of misery in there, didn't he?
He did. That's what I was thinking. Why?
I hate the name Campion. That's also a very 70s name.
Oh, my gosh.
So they went and grabbed Banner out of the casino.
Yeah. This is not going to end well.
I'm smelling Hulk.
We want to take some bets. We're in Vegas. When do you think Hulk's coming out?
I say somewhere Hulk's, in this room.
Hulk's coming out once they start really beating on him. You got to really beat on the guy.
Stamp. Why does he have a tape measure to the left of him, the black guy? When you see the black guy talking, look to the left. He's got a tape measure on the plant.
All right.
He's measuring Banner's patience.
See, to bring out Incredible Hulk, you got to do one of two things. You got to really beat on Banner, or you've got to force him to watch you hurt someone who's helpless.
Yeah, true. Or make him change a tire.
Always the sure bet. Make him change a tire. Okay,
well, so it's raining and I'm changing tires.
I need to see this tape measure. I'm irritated now that that's there.
I know. They haven't
gone back
to the black guy. No.
You know what else makes him angry? If you button that top button.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's tubs. There's tubs. Oh, yeah. Back in the back.
Right there,
what the heck?
Like that's a decoration. What? I mean, some people have globes. He's got a giant tape measure.
Hold on. Let's get a better shot.
It's part of a compass
globe
art
thingy,
piece.
Yeah.
This is what
you've
I
got
use.
Nice man pecs.
I use this to measure my wiener by my desk.
I knew I should have hid this thing that says 14 locker, like I couldn't remember that.
Mm. The National Register.
Oh, yeah, the National Register.
Yeah, you know the one. It inspired USA Today, that national paper. The National Register.
Yeah, a golf locker. That might be.
This is riveting television.
I don't know. I don't want to watch the guy.
What's he doing? Looking for the door? Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Maybe while they're distracted by that piece of paper, I can tiptoe out of here.
You know what drives me crazy in 2016?
What?
I would love to dress like that.
Oh,
like
totally.
Daily. Like awesome. Just to, I would love to dress like that, but it's so expensive.
Oh, sure.
Like, when you look back in time, it must not have been very expensive.
Well, you can go to men's wear. You can go to Men's Warehouse and get like two or three suits and wear them all week and then dry clean them.
I guarantee it.
That's expensive. That's expensive, Scott.
It is, but it's like a one shot.
But you know what? That's what grown men do. Okay.
I was thinking about this on the flight the other day. We were flying home, and I kept thinking to myself, man, we're a bunch of disheveled rednecks on this plane. Like, nobody.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Send up a bouncer.
Uh-oh.
I think this is a Hulk situation.
Yeah, he's hovering out of there in a stupid jacket.
Who drew this picture? Your four-year-old?
Run.
Run, 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 run.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, grunts. See.
No, I don't want to fight.
Oh.
So.
There is no one weaker than David Banner.
Right. He's easy to throw.
Yeah, he weighs 65 pounds. He just tumbles.
Oh, that's a double.
Right. Oh boy. Oh, and he called him Punk.
Punk. Why would he come back? That would be stupid.
He's going to come back on green. This is such a one-trick pony series.
Mm-hmm. Really,
like,
is.
It's just wait until he gets pissed.
They just tried to
showing us the transformation. That's how cheap this episode is.
Right.
Who it was had a template, and then they had to basically just put other things in that template. This time, Las Vegas. Next time, New Orleans.
And he only worked. He only moved in slow motion, which I always loved.
and then we have this other thing that I've always wondered.
That's weird. It's plastic on the floor. Like a slip and slide.
If this was depicted truthfully, it would be very gory, right?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
When Hulk attacks somebody, he would like be ripping their pectoral muscle off and stuff like that, right?
And then feeding it to you.
Plus, look at this stereotype.
Yeah.
I'm from
the
Texas.
The gambler at the craps table.
I did real good in the oil
the
business.
Cigar and
I'm here to spend
yelling
all my
for
money.
A lay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, lay.
Wow.
No, I don't know if he's really breaking Las Vegas as much as he's just tearing up that one room.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Ooh.
Look, you guys, a person who's of normal height and size, except muscly, is here.
Still going.
He's going up the down escalator.
Wearing most of a shirt.
Yeah.
Bail out of the down escalator. Those dudes jumped.
His pants are shorter, even though.
Flanking.
That was awesome, dude. How are you going to get around? How do you get around the Hulk? You slide down that stupid. Oh, shit. This guy won anyway.
This is so stupid. This is so stupid.
Yow.
Okay, here we are on Fremont.
All right.
Yeah,
I prefer it when he's in slow motion.
Green screen.
How is he not visible on the green screen?
It would have to be blue screen.
Yeah.
I was about to say, how did they green screen the Hulk?
No, it was a process shot. He was running in front of a projection.
Yeah.
Look for a hulking green man running, they say. He's a hulking green man.
Aww. I am so disappointed that they didn't get one shot of him on Fremont Street. Now we're back to Los Angeles.
It is tiring to be the Hulk.
Ooh, boy. Everything in slow motion. Even walking slowly in slower motion.
Those stairs were built 5 minutes before this shot was made.
Part of the gamma rays, they make me tired. I could sleep for a week. It's like I ate a whole turkey all by myself.
Mother of convention. Yeah, well, it's probably.
Yeah.
Convention.
Do they even have, like, Las Vegas police on the side of this police car? Do they go that far?
I'm trying to really not show it.
Yeah.
The shot cut just as you
might. San Bernardino police.
Yeah.
That shot is actually too good for the show.
There he is.
You're not a hulking man.
How did the jacket hold together?
Now that guy's been in a lot of TV shows.
It's shredded down below, but it certainly looks like it's in great condition. And the
jacket, the shirt, just they look exactly the same. How'd they hold together?
Yep.
You'd think he'd wear like some stretchy something, you know?
Yeah, unstable molecules.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I kind of wish they would have done the stop motion for the monster back in the day.
Like Harryhausen, like a model.
Yeah, like a big giant green model.
I just wish they could have gotten someone even bigger than Ferrigno. Like
one episode every 6 months. That's our schedule.
Schwarzenegger was coming up about that.
No,
time.
But have you ever seen that picture of Wilt Chamberlain and Andre the Giant holding Schwarzenegger off the ground?
Yeah. But neither of those guys would be good Hulks, though. They'd be weird looking.
No. Yeah, no. I'm just saying, like, Schwarzenegger is not that big, and neither was Ferrigno, compared to what I'd like to see.
Because Andre the Giant just looked like a potato to me. He didn't look like a man. Just like a big potato.
Why was there a Hulk versus Hulk, Andre the Giant kind of thing? Did that ever happen? That would have been awesome.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah.
I guess there's just not that much green paint.
He even took his dartboard and threw it on the ground.
That's not how you play darts.
I have a friend who works for the Salt Lake Comic Con, and they said that Lou Ferrigno was a real jerk face last. Made me sad.
I can't blame him.
He was real
mean.
I've
heard really nice things about him, so let's hope he's just having a bad day.
I hope it's in the middle somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too. I think it's tough going to those stupid conventions all the time. If you're going, hey, do the Hulk thing.
Yeah.
Get out.
Go.
Do this. Do that.
SPA.
That airport looks very security free.
You can do whatever you want.
By the way, I've never been through customs.
You could walk somebody all the way to the gate.
I've never been through customs in the States before.
They got plugs back there.
That happened to me the other day, and that weirded me out. Never had that
whole
happen.
Big box of them.
Move it there. See? Meow. Grunting. Meow. See?
Uh-oh. What are you doing down the hole?
He'll be here all week.
Who's in their shirts?
Oh, another show that would solve itself with cell phones. Where's his money? I keep it.
When he loved his hulked out and then just threw his money away. Money.
Stick it up his anus. Up his Hulk anus.
Hulk doesn't need money. Oh.
What if he has to take Hulk a dump while he's back. Hulk?
What's she doing?
She's fixing her hair. Why is it so darkly lit there?
Because she's wearing velour and nobody wants to see it.
Oh. Scott, you just took it. You took it in a great place with Hulk anus, and I just want to know now what becomes of the genitalia Hulk. What's going on down there?
I think it shrinks. Right. I don't think it gets bigger. I think it goes all up inside him. I think he has basically a vagina.
It's kind of like the same effect as steroids, right? Gamma radiation and steroids basically.
That's why he's so angry.
Yeah, right. He's mad. He's like, oh, I have a vagina now.
Oh, look at it. It's so small. Ah.
It's a micro penis. Like Hitler had.
But it would have taken too much to just straighten out these lamps. Come on.
What if it grows proportionately, and that's part of what's so terrifying about him is people see him, and he's got this gigantic erection under there.
So like his pants, so the purple pants rip everywhere, but in the front, what happens? It just pops out and flops out?
No, you just see what must be, you know, a terrifying object.
Yeah. I think it goes small. I think it's just an inverted tube. It's like a tube.
I almost can guarantee you if you Google Hulk penis, you will find.
Do not all Google 34, Brian Dunaway.
I can guarantee you that I will not be Googling Hulk penis.
Gosh.
Speaking of guarantees.
Yeah.
Always invoking Rule 34.
Don't. You can still hear me. Don't hang up. I'm talking louder. Remember doing that? Yelling on the phone in case somebody heard you before they made a rash decision.
I wonder how much of that, if you did that search, how much of that would be Hulk Hogan wiener from his tape?
Mm-hmm. Or his thing.
Yeah.
There's only one way to find out, Scott.
I'm not doing it. He was in that thing, that deal, that he's in that court case right now, and he's talking about it all the time, his wiener.
Yeah. Oh, he apparently ripped his shirt off while testifying.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
Did they expect anything less?
Did he really rip his shirt off while testifying?
Yes. While testifying.
That's we should try this one that says 15 on it.
There we go. Four queens, the golden nugget. Oh. I love the driving in front of a blue screen too.
Guys, no one at home will see this, but in your Skype, I have Hulk Hogan telling you exactly how big it is.
Yeah, nice.
Listen, brother, check it out. It's only an inch. She didn't scream. She sighed. She gasped.
She squeaked, really.
Yeah.
She's turned very Scooby-Doo all of a sudden.
There's some fake strippy.
Why are we driving up and down Fremont Street, though? That's what I want to know.
Or like this, that's like nothing. I mean, it doesn't.
You don't get anywhere driving up and down Fremont Street.
You don't go anywhere. Craps at the Four Queens.
Yeah.
There's the Moroccan.
Put luggage in locker. Like,
he's just going back and forth. What?
Why do they need to tell? They don't need to translate that for the closed captioning. That doesn't add anything to the movie or to the show.
Why are they not just trying the key? Did I miss something? Or are they?
Well,
they don't have the key. They don't have.
Yeah,
the key.
Jack McGee has the key.
Jack McGee has the key.
He's the elusive McGee.
They also They still don't know whether it's an airport locker or a golf
club
locker.
They suspect it's the airport locker, and that's why there's the two guys hanging out there. One of them just hung back to play slots to not be so obvious.
Wow, it's we just saw a shot of McCarran back when it was a tiny airport, and that was cool.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
I swear this is just a building. This is like an office building.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they're just showing hallways.
Oh, soundstage or something.
Also, kids, there was a time when you could run through an airport without being the subject of a taser.
Yeah, or smacking into people. Oh, my gosh. What's his name?
I guarantee you he was like a...
He-Man. Adam, Prince of Eternia and keeper of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. No, who was I thinking of? Flash Gordon's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Flash Gordon. He looked just like the guy in that.
He did.
Passenger John Freeman.
Mr. John Freeman.
Maybe you shouldn't open it right there. Maybe you should have just kind of run off with it. Mm-hmm. Jack McGee.
I'm not going to pull my gun out. I'm just going to show it to you. I'm the bad guy from Deadpool, Deadwood. What's his name?
Ian McShane.
There he is. That's Ian McShane without the mustache.
It does kind of look like him. A young Ian McShane. Swear engine. showing him his gun, too.
You know, all you have to do is just show somebody your gun. It's like, all right, you have to take the time to take that out, and by that time, I could probably punch you.
Well, I was just thinking, show me the gun. I'm just going to reach in there and grab it. Thanks, man.
Hey,
check out thanks for the gun.
Look at the soccer mom pants back on off. Bruce Lee or Bruce Jenner or Bruce, what's his name? Bruce Banner.
Banner?
Sorry, David Banner. Damn it.
All right, yeah.
He's got soccer mom pants.
I love the fact that they've got to like zoom in really close and not show any other cars there near the scenery or anything like that. Because, oh no, it'll give away that we're filming this in LA.
Show some foliage that would never survive in the desert.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or buildings that are obvious.
Well, and tall berms are great for making movies and TV shows because they give you a natural background. You don't have to worry about it changing. It's just, why didn't they just go out to the desert? There's desert all around Los Angeles. Just go out to the desert.
Are we going with the two Hulk appearances?
We're totally getting two
Hulks. Oh, for sure. We're definitely getting two Hulks.
Has to be in this one.
Is he going to be in the car? Is he going to Hulk out?
I think so, because you got
Subaru.
You got the tenacious McGee in the back asleep. So he can Hulk out without him knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
Handcuffing him is a great way to then get your handcuffs torn off of whatever.
Tubbs over here, he doesn't know what's going on. It's fine. Uh-oh, dirt.
Dirt.
Oh, no, he's going to get buried.
Oh, I have some memory of this. I think they bury the car alive basically with them in it.
I think they've done this lots of times. I think the burying Hulk happens a lot.
Edler and the Girl. That was a great sitcom in the 80s.
No, thanks. I'm good. I'm just going to stay here.
I always liked the girl.
The girl.
Edler was the worst.
Edler.
Edler, was it? Edler.
Are you taking me to the Sarlacc pit?
Oh, no. 1,000 years. You'd be the Hulk the whole time. That'd hurt. Mm. All those pants. Holy shit.
Come a long way since they used to.
Oh, I'd love those pants.
Bury people in Vegas with a shovel.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, boy. This is not going to end well.
You know, he'd be cocky after a while.
I forgot he only weighs 60 pounds.
Wow, that probably did kind of hurt.
Man, if I was the Hulk, I'd be all kinds of cocky. Go ahead, make me mad. Go ahead, do it.
You
do
landed
it, man.
Badly, Bixby.
Yeah.
I'm kind of out, but not really. Here, let me help you.
Come on, Tubbs. The guy looks like he smells like sauerkraut. Throw him in.
Yeah.
Hope you land better than Bixby did.
Oh, shit.
That's just like, what good is it turning into the Hulk if your femur's broken?
Wait, did that wake up? Oh, this is going to be great. Because I'll bet they get actually buried, and I'll bet Bixby pushes out as the Hulk and then saves them.
So is he not mad yet?
Sure. Then there's a second transformation they don't have to show.
Oh, sure. They're never going to show transformations. Yeah. That was a once a season thing when they would.
And they often use that same footage of like the shoulder ripping and all that.
The shirt ripping and the right. Sure.
It was like Battlestar Galactica ship footage.
Well, there's Adler and the girl.
Ah, look at them, see?
My favorite thing about those not seen transformations work best though when he gets kicked or punched or something and thrown right out of sight. So like he gets punched into a closet or thrown over and behind a couch.
Oh boy.
No. Oh, this is not going to.
I hope you closed your mouth before they dumped that on you.
I do too. You're going to have a crunchy egg salad sandwich later.
Did somebody drop this?
Hulk girl.
Oh yeah.
Look at
the money we saved.
Yeah. Look at all.
Which pile of dirt do you think we're going to use for this?
I just want to know if he's going to turn that tractor over because that would be awesome.
Oh, and he's got to turn the tractor over, right?
How's the other guy not dead already? Shouldn't the other guy be dead by now? Oh, he pulled him out. Where's he gonna? Oh, shirtless Hulk.
Ooh.
What are they looking at?
Such a bummer decision that they didn't make the Hulk talk. You know, like Hulk smash or anything
here
like that.
Here we go. Right. The flex. Oh, the flex.
Well,
it takes the Hulk to get out of there, but McGee can just get up.
He can. Well, and Hulk can easily jump out. I mean, Hulk could jump out of Las Vegas.
Oh, he's going to pick him up, isn't he? He's going to help him out. I got you. Don't worry.
Stay away. I'm permanently xenophobic about you and your green skin, say. I don't know why everyone talks
about
it. Oh, dude, we got the Hulk leap.
Yeah.
You don't get to see that very often in this show, I don't think. It's the green thing from the casino. That isn't money.
It's that green thing again.
I ain't going to get it. You get it.
I always like it too when the green paint rubs off. You can kind of see just the regular flesh tone under him sometimes.
Yeah. Surprised it didn't happen more often.
Oh no, Lee. Mm-hmm. Here goes Lee.
Oof.
Oh gosh. That's pretty good stunt.
I landed right on the mat underneath that sand.
Yeah.
Go get him with the Bobcat.
Here comes the Bobcat flip.
It's only slow motion, too. I love that.
You can see a little flesh down there near the
How would those pants also fit Bill Bixby? I just don't understand.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
And they don't even look like they're shredded at the bottom. It looks like little cutoffs.
like Mama Hulk sewed them up for him or something?
Yeah,
exactly. Ian McShane, get out.
Oh, there's your wish, Randy.
What's happening with it? Is it not going to do anything?
It's just going to stay in kind of it's that weird Jenga piece that lands on its end.
Yeah, you can't reproduce it. Like, you never get it do it twice.
Exactly.
Well, that'll never happen again.
Like, I could never do that again in a million years.
Hulk, I'm get lucky.
Hulk tired.
Me sleepy. I only can do so much before I get very tired. Right.
I wore myself strong, out,
but have no stamina.
No stamina. Right.
Hulk, take nap.
Pretty good out of gate. Lousy on the back end. since he's deaf, right? Ferrigno's deaf.
Right.
It's just, think about for a minute what it would be like to work this job and never hear anybody really.
Mm-hmm.
It'd just be all lip reading and hand stuff. I don't know why that impresses me for some reason.
Is there like a stage where you can hear where you're considered legally deaf, but you can still have some
probably hearing? Right. I don't know what his
I know that's the way it is with blindness, but
I thought he was full deaf, but maybe I don't know. Right.
Legally on the deaf, so you can claim it.
Are they on the moon or what here? Is Zod going to come around the corner and kick one of the spacemen?
Hulk must sit. Hulk been at this all day.
Put jacket on Hulk. Hulk
it's just
cold.
So funny that all of this has to be in slow motion, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, he's not in here. Hulk slower.
Hulk stupid.
Oh. Hulk stupid.
Green lights.
Hulk no get. His face.
Hope you're not sitting too close. Radiation.
Somebody's shining a green light on it.
Oh boy, there's a gun.
Your he doesn't get jacked
Whoa,
up.
He got shot.
Your penis will stop working in a minute.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Bad idea.
Hey, don't shoot.
Oh.
Just when
the car door, Hulk have bad aim, was going for his head.
That's awesome.
I hate everybody.
No tickets for you. Get out of here.
Hulk not tired anymore. Screw you.
Yeah.
Right.
Jump. Wee. That's right. Wee.
That's a fantastic piece of footage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. The Bellagio fountains.
Yeah, real fancy. You know, every hour, Brian, those will really come That's to right. life.
They turn up the water just a little bit.
Yep.
Wait. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just a weakling.
I thought he didn't get hurt on his. If he got shot, he wouldn't feel it when he was in banner mode.
Well, he regenerates really fast, but he doesn't fully heal. Like, he takes time.
They got a minute 50 to wrap this up, man.
She's really bad at tying that thing.
He's incredulous, McGee. Hey, this
Here
is some,
sad walk.
You know, TV, the, yep. the medium that brought us Mad Men and Breaking Bad,
Game of Thrones,
Game yeah. of Thrones and other quality programming used to be this. And we thought
Los
it was
Padrinos
just,
Lounge.
What is Los Padrinos in English?
Your padrino is your godfather.
So close.
It's a shame, really. Oh, it's going to flip for him because he's going to hit it with his Hulk hand. Hey,
that's what she said.
How do you say babysitter in Spanish? Randy, do you know?
Nothing.
Oh, babysitter in Spanish.
Yeah.
That's like your,
we don't get the obligatory walk away.
I love
the walk away.
Yeah.
Your niñera.
We get the song, but we don't get them walking away to it.
The reason I ask while these credits are rolling,
Niñera,
is when I was in Cancun, they had a commercial for a movie all the time called The Babysitter, mm-hmm. and all the other movies they would call them "Cuánto le pedigo," like all Spanish. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. then when they'd get to this one movie called The Babysitter, the guy would go "Una aquí," whatever, and then he'd say "The Babysitter."
Yeah.
And we could not figure that out to save our lives.
That happens all the time, actually. Like I say, one of my favorite things I ever heard on the radio was saying "Ahorita la música de los Beach Boys," and they would always like they would always call the Beach Boys the Beach Boys, and they never translated
that.
It.
I love that. I wish there was more of it. All right, mm-hmm. there you go. That's your Hulk episode, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Next week we're doing something similar to this because we have some folks traveling and doing things. So another one coming next week. We don't know what it is yet, though. It might be another one of these. It could be another thing altogether. We don't know. Come back and be surprised.
Oh, no, we do know. It's more Tribbles in the Star Trek animated series.
We're going to watch Star Trek, the animated series, more Tribbles. That's right. I forgot we decided that. Yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, ooh, almost yanked my iPad off the table. All right, so that's what we'll do next week. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Filmsack.com for all else. We'll be back with our big full episode after that, the week after that, and it will be, reminds the movie? I forgot already. Oh! We're bumping up
Eraser.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Another Arnold movie. Very exciting. But one more of these watch-alongs with us before that happens. So come back next week for that. That's filmsack.com, filmsack on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you then. Hulk smash.